North Canterbury's Compass FM. It is bang on 10:30, and as promised, we have Raywin Armstrong from North Canterbury Netball. She is their centre manager. Morena, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually great. Thank you, Steph. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm lovely. Thank you. It's nice to see that those Nor'west winds.
I love the cherry trees down the street at the moment out in bloom. It's just a fabulous time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, you know, change of seasons as well too. So netball season, has that officially finished for winter?
We have had our finals all done and dusted. Great finals day at Main Power Stadium, and so everyone's finished, but we're kicking off. People say they can get their netball fix over summer, so we're kicking off Twilight Netball on a Monday night. So that starts in October, and we're taking registrations for that at the moment.
So will that be held at Main Power, or will that be held...
Dudley Park.
Dudley,
so we have about 40 or 50 teams, so not enough room at Main Power, unfortunately, to run all that. So we have two full rounds of 12 courts going. So
and also fabulous. I'd imagine, like at Main Power, you have so many other sports that you're kind of competing with, which is, you know, not a bad problem to have, right?
Yeah, so we run social throughout the year on a Thursday night indoor at Main Power Stadium, but Twilight is a bit of a fundraiser for netball, but it's also cheaper. We can keep the cost down, and we have a lot of families take part and things like that. So we run two comps. So we've got the senior comp, which is from year 9, high school kids and up, and adults. So there are lots of families playing together. And then this year we're also going to run juniors. So year 3, 4s, 5, 6, 7, 8s.
Oh, awesome.
In the afternoon. So that'll be exciting. They, just for those netball crazies like me that just want to get more netball in.
Yeah, it could be also a good cross sport to take, like maybe if someone plays football or maybe rugby or something like that, they could do this as a summer sport because it keeps up their fitness, but also agility-wise as well too. Having fun.
Yeah, and a lot of it, particularly in the primary years, is that do different sports because they all complement each other in coordination and learning skills, and particularly team sports, you know, learning, meeting different people and things like that. So, yeah, it's a nice 6-week competition. Well, it's not a competition, running program.
Yes, yeah.
For the juniors in term 4, and we're looking to run it again in term 1 as well. So
that would be fantastic, and it is so much fun. So you've got your junior ball. Says here that you'll get, hopefully you might get enough to run a 4:30 on Mondays.
Yes, so that's the junior ones. So we're looking at all age groups. So at primary school, so I think we've got about 20 teams registered so far. So which would be fabulous. We can get some more. Definitely be great.
Absolutely. Hey, so like if we'd like to register for maybe the Twilight Netball or the Monday one, what would be the best way around it, that?
Best way to go is to our website. So it's ncnc.org.nz, and that stands for North Canterbury Netball Centre. Nice and easy.
Nice.
Or worst case scenario, flick me an email, admin@ncnc.org.
That's the one.
Not NZ.
Or just give us a call here at Compass.
Or give us a call at netball.
That's the one. Hey, Raywin, senior reps, well done.
We won the trophy.
The Lindsay Cup from Selwyn Netball Centre. Oh. Sorry, Selwyn, not sorry.
Well, if it's any consolation, unfortunately, they beat our under 16. So they've got that trophy back. Yeah, we didn't get this clean swoop, but really nice to get the senior trophy. It means we get to host it next year.
Yes. So that's been many years waiting and lots of hard work. We did share that on our Facebook page, and there was lots of lovely comments to well done to the team and the coaches and everyone involved in playing netball, really.
And it's great to have the rep competition there for those that are trying to get to that next level, something to strive for and see how we pair up against other centres is always
absolutely.
Quite cool.
So you say prepare for the next level. What would be the next level from a rep netball? Where would the next step up be for that?
So depending on the age group, we sort of go, we've got our rep teams where we play other centres. Yep. Our under 18s we send to a national tournament and it gets moved around the islands each year. And then, so some of them are South Island, there's South Island school teams that you can go for high school kids that go for honours there. And then it's really the National Netball League, which is sponsored by Synergy here. So that's, it used to be the Beko League, and you'll quite often see those games before tactics games and things like that. So that's kind of the next stepping. Feeder through to that and then to tactics level.
How exciting for so many is so many, and we've got so many incredible athletes here in North Canterbury, right?
Yeah, we're very spoiled.
I can imagine there's lots of up and coming sort of stars, or people have got that passion for netball, right?
Yeah, and you do see that. You can see spot some of them on the court, and it's just amazing to watch them play. And I've been lucky enough to go to a couple of the tactics games that have been at Main Power Stadium, and being that close compared to being like Christchurch Arena, yeah, you just actually see the skill and agility and how they almost float around the court and
they
stuff.
They do, yeah. I love watching that. I mean, I used to play netball a very, very long time ago. But so Tuesdays, you held the forum for a review for the 2023 season to improve for 2024. How's that going?
Yeah, it's great. So we had about 20 people come along from clubs, plus we had most of our management there, and it's just really a feedback session. We did little working groups and just talked about different subjects that, you know, can often be a bit of an issue, or just a chance to talk about how can we improve it, what didn't work, but what are those solutions. So we've got a lot of that, and we also run a survey this year, and I've got results of over 200 people to go through and try and collate that. So between all of that information, we're really looking for ways to improve our netball going forward. You know, it's always looking how it could be better. And from the people that work in our volunteers that are on the management committee, we've got our ideas, but quite often getting it from our actual members is the best way to get new ideas, and we'll give that a go and things like that, and we can adapt it and bits and pieces. Go, that's an easy fix. So it just doesn't cross our minds sometimes because we're so involved in the doing. So it's great to have these review sessions,
especially when you're the daily operations. And the good part was by getting that feedback, then the netball community feels like they are part of that team. It's that whole being part of it, really, isn't it?
And it's even little things that you don't realise. So we've got a calendar on our webpage of everything that's coming up, but most people don't even know it's there. So it's, or when we're talking about how we're going to potentially run the competition next year, when we bring the actual physical calendar out and go, well, these are the dates, these are the holidays, this is what they're thinking, they go, it makes sense when you actually see it on the calendar, rather than us just giving a list.
So, easy for visual for lots of people, isn't it? Hey, so Raywin, really exciting because you have an afternoon tea coming up. Who is that for?
We like to thank our volunteers. So we've invited the volunteers that go above and beyond, really, the ones that are there every week helping us out. So we've got an afternoon tea, and we're holding it at Dudley Park at our pavilion. So just to think, a way of us all to get together and say thank you for their, without volunteers, grassroots netball doesn't happen. Most centres we don't have the money to pay people all the time, so it's just fabulous to have volunteers, and it's a way of us to say thank you to them. And what we did it last year, and it was amazing, just the chatter, and there's a whole lot of different people from different clubs that might not have even met, because one might be doing juniors and one's doing premier and all these things, and it's just a great collaboration and chatter of netball with different people and experiences.
I'm sure you get lots of oh my gosh, I haven't seen you know, how you doing. So that's really nice, isn't it?
That's lovely.
It is that whole community feel, and that's the great part with North Canterbury Netball. You know, you're an organisation, you know, you're not for profit, so you know, you all need help as well too.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in, Raywin Armstrong from North Canterbury Netball Centre Manager. You have a lovely rest of your week.
You too.
Compass FM.